This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation. That's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. My friends are here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden.
Hello.
Factoid of the day, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
The main library at Indiana University is sinking an inch a year because when it was built, engineers failed to take account the weight of all the books that would be in the building.
Duh.
Don't you love things like that? By the way, another factoid today, gay canaries miss each other's company. Headline in one of the rather strange, is it like an old Mad magazine thing? I just wanted you to know that in case you were wondering, or were worried. Worried about it. The Wounded Warrior Project, easy enough for me to say. Wounded Warrior Project has fired its top executives, Richie, after accusations of lavish spending and financial irregularities. I think we started talking about this last week, in fact. Chief Executive Stephen Nardizzi and Chief Operating Officer Al Giordano. Sounds like a...
It sounds like a little Italy plan.
They were fired by the board of directors because of mismanagement. This is a nonprofit organization, and it gets a lot of attention every year because of what it does or purports to do. Richie, you have an affiliated organization to this in Washington, where our Radio America headquarters are.
The organization that I'm affiliated with does work for veterans. Yeah, so and we know the Wounded Warrior Project, and they do a lot of good work, but it looks like the spending got a little out of control on some of their annual meetings. They would spend close to $1 million on an annual meeting and some trips and stuff like that, and it got people's attention.
Well, when you give money to a charity, you don't expect it to be abused this way. We talk about the Red Cross all the time and things that are done there, and also by other organizations that have these, you know, the public trust is here, the UNESCO organization, some of these others that are not scrutinized as much as they might be. Matter of fact, it usually takes somebody from inside blowing the whistle. Hey, you guys realize how much money is being wasted here?
I will tell you, Charity Watch, our American Veterans Center here, we get rated every year.
Rated, R-A-I-D-E-D, yes, go ahead.
On our expenditures versus our intake of money, and you are graded by these organizations every year on how your nonprofit organization spends its money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had to really kind of reorganize some of the ways that we spend our money because, you know, we had like I forget how they rate it, but like a three out of five stars instead of four out of five stars. Let's just say it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at some of the ways that you spend your money, you reorganize, and over the course of a couple of years, you get a better grade, and that helps you raise more money for your organization.
Right.
These guys were basically spending about 60% of the money that they brought in on operations.
And on themselves.
Yeah, well, just on keeping the operation going. And, you know, that's not the worst we've ever seen or heard, but it could certainly be better.
Yeah, could be better. All right, speaking of things that could be better, how do you like this story? Serbian authorities investigating reports today that two missiles were found in the cargo bay of a plane headed from Lebanon to Serbia. Supposedly, these missiles were ultimately going to arrive in the United States. The cargo contained a pair of armor piercing missiles. Air Serbia flight from Beirut. How do you put a missile?
How do you check that luggage, by the way?
Into a...
Right.
I'm just thinking about when you watch the plane being loaded up.
They ask the same stupid questions. Has your luggage been in your control at all times?
Well, but these are missiles that were actually packaged up in boxes and being shipped like they were regular freight.
Mm, boy.
There's a picture of them online here. I probably should post it. You can see what the missiles are all about. And they were inside. There were two different boxes. And I don't know that they were clearly marked missiles inside, but somehow or other, Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom advocates being shipped. They were made by Lockheed Martin, which is, hello, an American company. You know, the reason I bring this up is actually not to tell you the story about it being in the plane, but for you to realize. Again, I make this point, and sometimes I'm just thought of as some kook, but I will tell you that the problems in the world that we have with Daesh, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, the wars that we keep involving ourselves in, come as a result of companies like Lockheed Martin making lots and lots and lots. You have no idea how much money they are making selling armaments to the world. The premise of this movie that's called London Has Fallen is basically that. The story of arms dealers and makers who have no country, who have no allegiance, no loyalty, and I'm beginning to feel that way about Lockheed Martin to a point, and some of the other manufacturers of armaments that are not just necessarily American, but they all have this little club. And we all know how much of the budget every year, the Pentagon budget, $700 billion, is to pay these people not only for what we buy and use from them, but to design new weapons. There's always that in the budget. And they make a lot of money with their cost-plus contracts. They never bid a... You knew that, right? You hear about bidding in your local community. They put the school bus contract out for bid, or repairing the roads, or putting in new pipes, and they have to go out to bid, and they take the lowest responsible bidder. Federal government doesn't do that, or at least the Pentagon doesn't do that. They take, because there's only four or five of these companies they do business with anyway, in the main, so they take their bids and they work them around as a cost plus for this. That's how Boeing got the deal for the Air Force tankers. Nobody in their right mind thought that we should rebuild those tankers. They don't use them that much. They don't have that many hours on them. So maybe they were made 30 years ago, but those planes are made well, and they could certainly last another couple, 20 years, another couple decades. But no, they wanted to have new tankers. So the bids came in, and the bids were for X number of dollars per airplane, but we're going to add X number of dollars to that if you pay us this way, or if the planes are going to be completed by this time. So there are all kinds of add-ons that are done. And so when I see stuff like this, it brings me around to thinking about the international arms business, how much money is made, and that's why there are all of these problems. It doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure it out. These people are so influential. Look at how much money Lockheed Martin and some of the other contractors that build a lot of... I mean, Lockheed Martin does a lot of good things in the space program and stuff like that, but their main business is to build weapons of war. And look at how much money they're giving to people that are running for Congress and the Senate. Watch, just look at that. I'm back to advocating, Richie, for the idea that somebody put forth last week on our Facebook page. Everybody that's in Congress needs to wear a jacket like NASCAR does that says, who gives them the money?
A jumpsuit.
Yeah. Wear it every day. Food for thought, 16 after the hour here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that,
QL1. 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, a list of foods you should never, ever, ever put in the freezer.
Okay, like ever? Like will they
ever.
Explode?
Eggs. Okay. Why would you put eggs in the freezer? You wouldn't put eggs in the freezer, would you?
I wouldn't freeze eggs, no.
You can freeze egg substitute, though, can't you?
I don't know, can you?
I don't know. Can you?
Can you? Other dairy products besides cheese and milk. Now, see, I'm going to question. I put some milk that I bought before I went back to the West Coast a couple of weeks ago. I put it in the freezer. Took it out when I came back a couple of days ago. It was fine. But it's most dairy products are not freezer friendly, except for ice cream.
Right. Well, right. My grandma used to, because my grandma was very thrifty, and she had a big freezer, so when cheese would go on sale, she would buy blocks of cheese and she would freeze it, and it tasted fine when she would undo it. It would just get crumbly, but it was still fine. It tasted good.
Fried foods you should never put into the freezer. They become waterlogged and soggy when they thaw out. Seasonings, spices, that sort of thing. Don't freeze them. It causes the taste and flavor to change in garlic, pepper, that sort of thing. Onion. Yuck. Oof. Salad dressings. Mayonnaise. Don't put that in the freezer. Aren't you supposed to, those are supposed to be in the refrigerator when you open them up, right? After they get open, aren't they supposed to be put in the refrigerator? But don't freeze them. And then cooked pasta. I'll put that into the... if you put them in the freezer before you cook them, they're okay. But if you cook them and then put them in the freezer, they're no good. Do you know that?
Interesting.
I teach you anything you didn't know?
I didn't know that. Thank you for that.
There you go.
You're so smart.
Help everybody.
Don't put Dougie in the freezer.
21 after. No, thanks.
Freeze train. Freeze train. Freeze train.
OT.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Time for us to review some of the big songs in the last 20 years or so. From this week in 1985, Glenn Frey on his own. They ever performed some of their individual tunes when
they
the
did.
Eagles were on?
Yeah, they would do a couple of Henley tunes, and they would do a couple of Fry tunes, and they always did Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good. Always Life's Been Good.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so this song, big number one song during this week in 1985, Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On. What movie is this associated with?
I know, I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, it's 48 Hours, Eddie Murphy. Or not 48 Hours.
It's an Eddie Murphy movie.
It was Eddie Murphy.
That came to my mind. All right, next song, number one this week, 1986, Heart. Big pop song. Everybody recognizes this, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Monster hit.
Yeah. This week in 1987, but Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram were. Richie Perry don't like this song.
Oh, was this from American Tale? From a Disney movie. Wasn't
Disney
it called
movie.
American
yeah,
Tale?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right, crank it up.
Yeah. Consider it correct.
Yeah, she's too upset, so let's keep moving here. Number one during this week in 1988 belonged to Belinda Carlisle.
One of my first CDs that I
owned. Really?
Really?
Yep, loved her.
I don't really remember this song.
Yes.
I remember her favorably. You remember it, Richie?
Loved her.
Confused Mike and the Mechanics with Mr. Mister, and I don't know why. Mike and the Mechanics, number one during this week in 1989.
It's great pop song.
One of the most most popular songs on the 80s radio stations. Maybe it's just so recognizable.
Mike Rutherford is, right?
Mike Rutherford?
Of Mike and the Mechanics.
Refresh me.
He's a guitar player from Genesis.
Ah, okay. Genesis. Doesn't sound like Genesis.
Maybe. He and Tony Banks made up Mike and the Mechanics from Genesis.
All right, thank you for telling us that. You say this perfect sense. A great story. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language. Talking in the event. Clever work on the guitar here, Rich.
Yeah,
that's clever. So many different sounds you can make with a guitar. Really amazing. Alana Miles, number one during this week in 1990 with Black Velvet. All right, Jennifer, take it away.
I love it. You know, I didn't love this song when it was first out because I think I was too young for it.
Yeah.
But it's one I've grown to.
What's the story in the song?
It's just a little sultry,
yeah.
Sexy song.
And if this comes on when I'm driving in my car, watch out.
Watch out, everybody in Los Angeles.
You might be able to hear me in, like, Nebraska.
All right. Last song in our review here goes back to this week in 1991. Timmy T.
One more try.
Don't remember this.
Another good one.
You like this
one? I love you. It's so dramatic. It's so good.
Very nice.
One more try. Let me put my arm around.
Oh, Richie.
Let's finish it up.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Right, said Fred.
Here's your jazz song.
Oh,
take that shirt off.
Sexy, yes. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. All right, not a bad way to end up our review of some of the big songs from
not
the
a great way,
to the
but it's not bad.
mid-90s. 28 after our good day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Steffen. Some people call it the Doug Steffen Show. I don't, because show refers to what you can see, and I don't think you want to see me in my bathrobe, nor do I think you want to see Jennifer in her bathrobe. Well, maybe you might like Jennifer in her bathrobe.
I'm going to just bank on it, not to be arrogant, but I just think that I could probably bring in more people than
if
you
I
could
had my
with
bathroom. Yeah, I know what direction I'd be going.
Okay, pick the real headlines. Jennifer, you ready?
I'm ready.
Rooster calls police, A. B. Man shrinking every day, C. Cannibal tribe eats Hollywood crew.
Ew.
Which is the real headline?
I would like to go with the rooster calling the police.
Good for you, Richie.
Is that right?
That's it. Bingo. Nice job.
Also the story I would like to hear. So, yeah.
Really? All right, let's talk about the weather. I see that the government has quietly admitted to what we were talking about last week, Jennifer.
What happened with the rooster?
Yeah, you can't just tell us. Come on, tell us the story.
What's the story?
The rooster called
the police. How did the rooster call
the
police?
How did the rooster call the police? Why did he call
with
the police?
His claw,
is he
with
okay?
His thing?
The rooster's fine, Rich. Everything's A-okay.
Gotta let us know about the rooster.
No, this is one of those things. This is an automatic dial phone. Why don't, it spoils the story if I tell it. More than just that's
no, come on, tell the story.
I have to know what happened to the rooster.
This rooster was out of his pen. And he was in the office of the farm and got up on the desk and hit what do they call them? Not paws. What's the rooster? What are the chickens and roosters?
It's a chicken foot.
Well, yeah, but no, it's something else.
It's got a claw?
Nah, it's not really a claw. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hits the phone and dials the he dials 911 with his foot. It's not a very romantic story. Can I keep going now?
I'm going to guess you don't actually know the story.
Yeah. Never mind.
You're making it up. I say, boy, I think you're making this story up.
Really?
I'd like to put a flag on this play, please.
Next. All right. We were talking about this last week. This.
Hold on. Google.
Facebook.
All right, I'm with you.
Please.
All right, I'll just take a sip of
Rooster Teeth. This can't be a 2015. You wouldn't tell a story that's over a year old.
Yes,
would
he
you?
Would.
Yeah, oh, yeah, maybe he would. Huh. That's the only one I got.
All right, here we go. Next posting.
April 26, 2015. Yeah, a year ago. I see it.
Right at the top of the news.
Next.
Oh, my God. Did you hear Kennedy got shot? What?
Hey, I'm looking up at the TV, and I see OJ riding down the freeway in a white Bronco.
I didn't tell you how to be today's headline.
By the way, Jennifer, they just voted. Women can vote now.
What?
Yeah, you have the right to vote now.
Somehow or other, I think my day is over, ladies and gentlemen. Before you get started. All right, so here is the ad that basically admits to weather modifications posted on Facebook. Notice of intent. County of Los Angeles Department of Public Works hereby gives notice of intention to conduct a weather modification program. The County of Los Angeles will implement a weather modification project to increase precipitation in the mountains. Ground-based equipment will be used to disperse silver iodide particles into suitable storm clouds. Criteria have been developed for both initiating and suspending weather modification activities. This was posted in the where they put these notices, government notices.
Yeah, they
in the LA Times or every newspaper has these. I think it's kind of a weird place for it. Why do you suppose the news media didn't pick up on it?
Oh, they did. Well, it was a huge story last week.
I know, but I'm just saying that it took the posting of this thing in the newspaper.
I think that's required by law.
Yes, but would anybody have known about it if it weren't posted in the newspaper?
I don't know. All I know is last week it was a really public story about CD Mail.
Yeah, we talked about it here.
Mm-hmm.
Were you paying attention?
Yeah.
Wasn't a story from 2015.
No, this was a story from last week. We're getting closer.
That's good.
Maybe if we could start talking about something that happened today.
All right. The weather over the weekend and through today. All these people in Louisiana. Did you see some of the pictures from there? Talk about cloud seeding. It was like the clouds just opened up.
You know, it was kind of weird. My cousins were in New Orleans, and in all their pictures, it looked cloudy, but nobody had jackets on. It never looked like it was raining, so I don't know exactly where it was. But, yeah, the images were crazy.
Six people dead
across
the south because of the storms. Four people died in Louisiana alone. 2,100 residents and 197 pets were evacuated over the weekend. 24 inches of rain fell in the worst-hit areas. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, tornadoes in store for the first part of the week because of the clash of the systems. It's very warm. The air coming off the Gulf of Mexico is very warm. There have been some cold fronts coming down from Canada, and this is the time of year. Although I feel like it's early for tornadoes. But we had early tornadoes last year, didn't we? You know, I remember early tornadoes. Last year, am I the only one who remembers that? I'm not getting any support from my staff, so thank you very much.
Accounts recall.
Drunk driving snowmobiler.
That's not a good combination.
In court, he crashed into two teams in the Iditarod dog sled race.
Yeah, I heard about this.
One dog was killed, four or more were injured. What in the world were they, what was he doing there?
Do you think it's a good idea to get drunk and drive, much less on a snowmobile?
That's the thing.
But right around, where is the security for the Iditarod race?
Well, they're out in the middle of nowhere when they're running these things.
Mm. Wow. The world is an interesting, dynamic place. The story of Warren Jeffs. Remember
that
him?
That guy.
The polygamist?
Yeah.
Remember him? The story has come out on him and his world before he went to jail and after he went to jail. Apparently he's trying to control things from behind bars like he was some mafioso or something. He's the head of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Not the regular Mormon church. This is the lunatic fringe of that group. Is
what
it not?
That goes over in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was jailed in 2011 for sexually assaulting two child brides of his.
I wonder how that goes over.
12 years old. Now his brides and followers are trying to sneak his commands out of prison when they go visit him. Prison guards have to look for secret microphones and codes. Why? The other side of this is why. If the guy's in prison, you go in and you want to send a message to people, why is that illegal? Just because, I mean, I don't see, is it because it further clarifies or shows what he was doing with these young girls? Is that it?
Nice. Okay. The rooster calling the police.
Right, well, it's just in time. Okay, I'm not giving you any more chances to have fun, General. I'm not going to give you any more quizzes.
Come on.
No.
Nope. We're here.
Now. Right. Okay. The question comes up on how many times Tom Brady has been asked about how handsome he is. Did you see that story? How handsome are you?
So handsome.
Yeah. How do you answer that story?
I don't know. We'll find out in a moment. Find out. Just stand by because there could be something important in this for you folks. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
As Flint residents continue to face lead contamination in their drinking water, we are forced to think about what may be on our own. While it may appear clean, tap water could contain contaminants such as lead. The makers of Pure Water Filtration Systems have commissioned a study by Environmental Health and Engineering to explore the impact of our nation's aging infrastructure on drinking water. According to Dr. Ted Myatt, a microbiologist with EH&E,
it's important to think about the journey your water takes from source to glass. Once it leaves the water treatment facility, it may be recontaminated with elements like lead, mercury, or pesticides, which can't be seen or tasted. The best defense is to use a certified faucet mount water filter.
These systems are easy, affordable, and ensure your water is safe. Pure faucet water filters are NSF certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99.9% of lead at levels up to 150 parts per billion. Filters last up to 100 gallons of water and should be replaced when the filter light indicator flashes red. For more information, visit pure.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
46 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. The question was asked by Alina Del Don, who plays for the WNBA. I wonder how many times Tom Brady is asked about how handsome he is.
Oh.
I'm guessing a few.
She was taking a shot at critics who judge her on her looks
rather
than her skill. She's spoken out about sexism in basketball, saying it's something that we female athletes have to deal with all the time. She's been compared to the likes of LeBron James and Kevin Durant for her stats on the court, but people say, as far as being a woman is concerned, she lacks femininity. And so she's not particularly happy about that place for the Chicago Sky. I don't know much about women's basketball. Her name is Alina Del Don, D-E-L-L-E-D-O-N-N-E. Maybe it's pronounced Donnie. Alina Del Don. So you're going to check out how she looks to see if, in fact.
Yeah, she looks like a woman athlete.
Yeah, no, she's very
cute. T-shirt like in a bun.
Serena Williams. Do people say that about Serena Williams or the other Williams' sister? Same thing? She doesn't look like a woman to me. I've heard that before.
I don't know. I don't think they go after the Williams girls because they dress up quite a bit.
Yeah, no, they dress very nicely.
This girl's cute. I mean, she's a big girl. She's tall. She's muscular. Her head's a little small for her body, but.
There we go. Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen.
Allegedly.
Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. All right, but while we're talking about this, we've been into this category. Like we were talking about the weather the last couple of weeks, and there's some things that trend and they stay in the trending box. One of them is this business about body shaming, which was started by the appearance of this woman on the swimsuit issue.
Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham's her name.
Plus size model.
So now there's a study out today about youngsters who are overweight and what goes on. Now, I don't know if this has to do with body shaming or it just is the way it is. According to this study, young men and women, young boys and girls with higher body masses are more impatient and impulsive than are their counterparts. The research found that they waited for a shorter period of time before crossing the street, for example. They allowed less time and distance between themselves and traffic. They took chances that were not thought out. The study involved a couple hundred children between the ages of 7 and 8 in Birmingham, Alabama. So, why is that a big deal? Is it just, I think children in general tend to take more chances, don't they?
Kids are risk takers.
Yeah.
They have to learn to think things through.
Right. They don't know any better. They're not afraid of the traffic, for example, are they?
Until you skin your knee that first time, you don't want to think about it.
I take the other approach, actually. From what I get, and this mostly comes from the farm, young children come into the farm, they see the cows, they get scared. Or they hear the tractor and they get scared. They're full of fear for things. That's why I wanted to teach. We have a teaching facility at the farm to bring children in, to show them how the animals, just because they're big, are not dangerous. They're not anything to be afraid of. And yet we continue to hear and feel. I mean, I sense this on the farm all the time, actually. And that's why it's so good to bring your children to the farm so they can learn about animals, they can learn about food, sources of food, But for there to be so much fear, part of that, I think, is helicoptering, though, Jennifer, don't you? The parents around all the time making sure that nothing bad happens to them. They
you
pick
gotta
their
let
children up at school.
Dirty.
Of course you do.
Learn their lessons.
Yeah.
My kids were outside in the rain yesterday playing basketball and jumping in puddles.
Good.
How dare you?
At what temperature?
They're going to catch cold.
It was 60. A little chilly, but,
yeah, that's all right. They want to go outside. They want to expend their energy. That's a good thing for them to do.
Yeah.
Let them exercise.
Anytime they want to go outside, I'm fine with it. Go.
All right. Richie's a good parent. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
I had my moments.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour now on the Monday Good Day program, Tech Talk Time, with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, revealing the plans to prosecute severe online threats against women. Representative Catherine Clark has a new proposal that was aired at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. So let's talk about that first, Greg. What the South by Southwest concert, well, it's kind of a concert, cacophony of voices and ideas. So what happens there? And then let's talk about this proposal.
Sure. Well, South by Southwest is really an extraordinary event if you ever get a chance to go. And I think people would be surprised. I think they just celebrated their 20th anniversary. It started as a music festival. Mm-hmm. Then it grew to include film. And now it's grown to include technology, particularly interactive technology. And, I mean, if you ever wanted to go to an event where some of the smartest people in the world were not just there speaking, but also walking from lecture or event to event, I mean, you would just be surrounded by some really fascinating and interesting, and also at night, very, very heavily partying people. I mean, it is just a really good time. It is also a place where, when it comes to technology, big ideas often get floated. So if you have a big idea and you're a big enough name to speak there, you're going to attract other people who are there to see what's going on because it's a place to connect with people.
Didn't the president go there instead of going to Nancy Reagan's funeral?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Obviously, when the plan was made for him to speak there, they didn't know that Nancy Reagan was going to die. And be buried.
Inconvenient of her to have done that.
Well, okay, whatever. someone had to make a choice. Clearly, the choice was made.
Yeah.
But Representative Catherine Clark has proposed a $20 million grant for state and local law enforcement to investigate and prosecute cyber crimes, particularly against vulnerable groups, so mm-hmm. women and others.
Women and
you know, other vulnerable groups. And you know what? The devil's in the details. How, you know, it's not hard to find people who are committing these kinds of cyber crimes. The hard part is detecting them. And, I mean, look, those kinds of crimes have been going on for a long time, and they're not always the guy next door. Sometimes there are people in other parts of the world where the laws may or may not apply, and they're often done by people who are very, very smart, and they know exactly how law enforcement would work to find them, mm-hmm. and they're one step ahead and know how to hide.
So this is federal money that would come to this is the federal money would be the grant for the investigation and prosecutorial side of the cyber crimes that would be committed. That would be federal money.
Yes,
yeah.
That's my understanding. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. GM in the news. I think this is also a sort of South by Southwest thing. Driverless cars, they don't want to be the last ones. They seem to want to be the first ones. I'm not sure they're going to be either. But what do you see here? Cruise automation, which allows you to have the car on its own. But doesn't the roadway have to have sensors and stuff in it?
Well, it's so obviously over time our roadways will facilitate this, but we already in a sense have cars that almost drive themselves now.
Back into parking spots and that sort of thing.
Well, even beyond that, I mean, for instance, I a year ago drove a Volvo that in a sense could detect almost everything about the road. It would tell me if I veered out of my lane.
Yeah.
It would tell me if I was getting too close to the car in front of me, and I was essentially able to let it drive me. I had to steer it, but it could have almost yeah. steered itself.
Yeah.
But it did all the acceleration and the braking.
And I'm listening to you tell me, as I've experienced it only once, driving Meredith down to Florida in a new Range Rover that had a little thing that I didn't realize. I thought it was something wrong with the car. Because every time I'd move a little bit to the left or right, I'd go...
Yes, that's exactly...
That's what it was. So I found a switch and shut it off.
Yeah, and many people have cars that warn them when there's a car next to them so that you don't make a lane change. I mean, we've all had that experience of... You're about to change lanes, and So what Cruise Automation has done, and this is the company that GM has acquired, it's over $1 billion acquisition, although they haven't announced the actual price tag.
Yes.
It is what's mostly been happening is specific companies like Volvo and like Tesla have been building their technology into their cars. Mm. What Cruise is doing is building a kit that you could add to any car.
So
it's a collection of sensors.
Added to. Doesn't have added to. Built in.
It doesn't have to be built in. And if you think about it, obviously, that's the future because you can roll it out to many cars at a time.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. All right. There it is. You're going to write about this in Men's Health Magazine this month?
We'll definitely be talking about it.
All right. Greg Stebbins, editor of Men's... No, he's not the editor. Well, he could be. He's good at it. But he's the technology editor, specifically Men's Health Magazine, here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.